Nolte, only 14% say Obamacare made things better, 46% say worse. By John Nolte on April 6, 2019. Obamacare, former President Barack Obama's legacy policy, continues to be seen by the public as a massive failure, according to the latest polling. A Hill-Harris poll released Thursday shows that practically zero Americans believe Obamacare's key components improved their health care situation, while much larger numbers say Obamacare made things worse. Only 14% of registered voters said their monthly premiums have improved since Obama's boondoggle was passed into law in 2010. On the flip side, 46% said their monthly premiums are now worse. On the issue of co-pays, only 13% say their co-pays are better while 35% say worse. On the issues of covered services, prescription drugs, and access to the same medical providers, respectively, only 17%, 17%, and 16% say things are better while 34%, 35%, and a plurality of 41% say worse. Other than the issue of provider access, on these same questions a plurality said nothing has changed. Current polling shows that when asked to simply choose between favoring or opposing Obamacare, a slim majority of 51% favor while 39% oppose, but that is still a terrible number for an entitlement program that's been around for nearly a decade. There is just no question that the country is still divided on the issue and probably tired of the bitter, decade-long argument over it, especially after the Republican Party failed to keep its repeal promise. The Hill-Harris poll, though, is a much better indicator of just how badly Obamacare is failing on the ground. In the practical world, on a personal level, after every promise that was made to ensure the passage of the boondoggle turned out to be straight-up lies and hoaxes. As it turns out, after dozens of promises from Obama himself, we were not allowed to keep the doctors and health insurance plans we liked. Millions and millions of Americans were screwed out of both. As it turns out, despite Obama's promise of an annual $2,500 savings, Obamacare exploded the cost of monthly premiums by forcing millions and millions of Americans to enroll in government-mandated Cadillac plans most people do not need. The worst part of Obamacare, though, is the deductibles that can run into thousands of dollars. Heaven only knows how many millions of people are paying for an exorbitant monthly premium and for their own health care because of that obnoxiously high deductible. In other words, people are making payments on a Cadillac they never get to drive. What one small and petty man did to kill an opportunity for real healthcare reform will haunt this country for generations. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.